and thank you all for joining us for tonight's phonecast for prospective Knox students and families. My name is Sarah Colangelo, and I am a 2010 graduate of Knox and one of the admission folks here in the office at Knox. I'm so excited to have you here tonight, and I'm really excited to present this panel that we have with me. So we know that a Knox education extends beyond the classroom through internships, study abroad, independent research, and immersion terms. Tonight, we'll be talking with students and representatives from Knox's Bastion Family Center for Career Success, Celia Center for Global Studies, and Vova Center for Research and Advanced Studies. We'll have a conversation and explain how these resources can help you explore and reach your goals and prepare you for success. To some, that may sound intimidating. I think it would have to me in high school, but whether you already know what sorts of opportunities and outcomes you want from your college experience, or you're just seeking help and guidance, I think you'll find these stories and these people really inspiring and really encouraging. I always do. I love listening to these particular panelists every time we do an event with them. We are also eager tonight to take your questions, so we look forward to hearing from folks across the country. If you'd like to ask a question, simply press *3 on your keypad at any time. It's like raising your hand. It won't interrupt us, but it will let us know that you have a question. This phonecast is just one event in our series of admitted student experiences. So throughout the winter and the spring, the Office of Admission will host a number of live on-campus and virtual events with faculty, staff, and current Knox students. If you'd like to receive a text message with a link to a list of these experiences, you can press *8 on your phone right now, or you can head directly to the list on our website at knox.edu. So again, that is *3 for questions, *8 to receive a link to a full list of ways to experience Knox throughout the winter and spring. As you are formulating those questions, and I hope that you are, we are going to ask our panelists to introduce themselves just briefly. We're going to get to their programs and their centers as the call goes on, but first we're going to just introduce ourselves, who you are, what you do, if you're a student, where you're from. So Fallon, if you could lead us off.
Good evening. My name is Fallon Allison. I'm the Assistant Director for Programming and Partnerships in the Bastion Family Center for Career Success. And my role as part of the center is to design programming that will help students identify their aptitudes and some of their career goals, prepare their career documents, resumes, and cover letters, and gain those professional skills that they'll need to be competitive as they find internships and job opportunities, and then prepare themselves for those first stages of their career once they're departing Knox. And that programming takes place, you know, it's for students all of the years that they are at Knox. And the partnerships piece is I try to identify organizations and employers that are of interest to our students and bring those partners to campus so that they can see the value of a Knox education and they can see Knox students and build those recruiting pipelines so that they know that Knox students are great students to hire.
Thank you so
good
much.
Good evening, Lisa? Everyone. Yes, good yeah. Evening. My name is Lisa Harris, and I'm the director of the Vova Center for Research and Advanced Study and Health Professions Advising. So my office supports students across two main functional areas, which is one, research, helping students understand what research and or creative work involves, but also sort of a different hat is preparing students who are interested in a future career in the health professions.
Hello, Sonia? Everyone. Yep. Hi, everyone. My name is Sonia Lopez, and I am a third year here at Knox. I am majoring in biology and also minoring in health studies and anthropology, sociology. And I am a pre-med student, and I am excited to talk about the role that I have here at Knox as a student and more about my story.
Hello,
Hi.
Everyone. My name is Todd Height. I wear a few hats at Knox, but I am currently the director of the Eleanor Stelia Center for Global Studies. So my office assists students in studying off campus, whether that's sort of just down the road on the Mississippi River or sort of all corners of the globe. And we run all of the academic programs that would take place anywhere but on campus in Galesburg.
All right, Monica, go for it.
Okay. Hi, everyone. I'm Monica. I am a junior. I'm majoring in elementary education and minoring in Spanish. And I'm excited to talk to you all about my study abroad experience as well as my college choice experience.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you so much to our panelists. I really am so excited to have these folks. These are great resources. But we are eager to hear from you, all of you listening tonight. So please, again, press star 3 at any time to let us know that you have a question. Just like raising your hand, it won't interrupt us. So I actually wanted to start off our phone cast with just a quick overview throughout the evening of some of these different programs. So Todd, I was wondering if you could just give us a little bit of an overview of your role, what you do in global studies, those sorts of things.
Sure, I'd be happy to. So the Eleanor Stelius Center for Global Studies has as its main goal internationalizing campus. That is, we create student experiences that get them beyond their comfort zone, beyond their homes, and out into the world. We facilitate off-campus study that ranges from, you know, maybe 2 weeks, just a short stint, to a full academic year. And, you know, some of those experiences are just about 40 miles away on the Mississippi River, and others are in Tokyo, Tanzania, Argentina, and Denmark, all over. We do have programs on all 7 continents for all majors. So literally, currently, as we speak, we have students on all 6 inhabited continents, and we have a student who is going to be departing on a research vessel soon to touch down on Antarctica for a few days as a part of her program. Some of these programs are immersive experiences that really start on campus. So it's not an uncommon format that maybe a student would have a fall term class with some faculty and then travel for 2 to 3 weeks over our long December break with that Knox faculty. On the other end of that spectrum, we have highly independent programs where students enroll in a local university in the United Kingdom or in Germany or in Japan and sit in classes right alongside degree-seeking students from that host country. And, you know, we have programs in between those two extremes on the spectrum all the way, you know, at different levels of support and independence. My center does provide financial assistance to make these experiences possible. So we have funds at Knox, which are reserved exclusively to support students whose families might not be able to afford off-campus study otherwise. That's frankly my favorite part of the job is giving out the money. It's a great part of work in my office. But my office also works with students very closely to secure nationally competitive grants and scholarships. And we have a very, very high success rate with that. And I'm also very proud of that work. And that is, like many things at Knox, very much an all hands on deck kind of experience where I'm working with other offices and other coaches to help students get there. We are also seeing more students opt for internships while they're off campus. I just spoke to a student today who's interning at a research institute in Germany. She's between her two semesters there, and she's arranged for a research-heavy position for her public policy major while also sharpening her German in that area. We have also seen, we've assisted students conduct original research in Japan. Last year, we had a student intern with the communications and marketing department of a major airline in the Middle East, and we've had students conduct original research at a research laboratory off the coast of Maine. In all cases, my office really emphasizes the broader outcomes. We live in a very big and in a very complex world. While a lot of that world comes to Knox and to the Galesburg community to study, and while we have a great international community on campus, it's incredibly valuable for our students to go out and discover that world as well.
Thank you so much, Todd. That was wonderful. I love hearing all those stories and all the different things. Just a reminder to our audience, please don't be shy about that *3. You can key *3 right now. It won't interrupt us. But any question or idea you can formulate that you'd like to chat with us about this evening, just key *3 on your keypad, and we would love to hear from you and take your question. Before we speak with Monica, our student, I do want to ask a question that we got online, actually in advance of the Stemcast this evening. The question is, how does Knox measure student success? What systems, processes, programs are in place to support students thriving on campus? That's a question from Julie in Iowa. So to all of our panelists, how would you answer that question from Julie?
I can start us off. This is Lisa Harris from the VOVA Center for Research and Advanced Study and Health Professions Advising. It's a great question, and it's a complicated one. I mean, student success is difficult to define and measure at any institution of higher education. At Knox, we look at things that, you know, every other school does, like retention and graduation rates. And Todd, you had some more data on that. Did you want to share some of that?
Sure. And, you know, this is my 14th year at Knox, so I've been around for these conversations over years. And, you know, I think currently our retention, which is also a national standard, which is, I believe, you know, measured over 5 years to include some areas like engineering or education that take more than the standard 4 sometimes. And, you know, we're in the high 80s, you know, and you know, that's a big discussion for administration and for the faculty to ensure, like, you know, if we're only in the high 80s, why aren't we in the 90s? You know, I went to a very large public university for my undergrad and I had a great experience, you know, but the reality is at a lot of larger institutions, that graduation rate's probably closer to 60%, maybe even 50%. So, you know, it's a tight-knit community. Faculty are very involved in checking in on our students. Centers like ours very much work together. I see Lisa and Fallon literally every day. We often speak about students that we're working with. So there's a lot of support, and it's in some ways a very high-touch support where you've got multiple offices, faculty, staff, resident assistants sort of all supporting students.
Yeah, and just going off of that, to add to that, one thing that, you know, at Knox we think is really important is trying to encourage and make students aware of the variety of ways that they can deepen their experience at Knox. They can take their academic experience and add to it in a variety of ways. Todd mentioned some of that in what he was talking about with study abroad. And study abroad is something that we push really strongly in a variety, you know, advisors all know to always be asking students, have you thought about study abroad? Have you thought about study abroad? And that's because we really think it can impact their overall and future success as a student, as a person. And we have other things that we do at Knox that are really hallmarks of our program. We have a repertory term where students can take the entire term, which for us is 10 weeks. We have 3 terms for our academic year. The students can take an entire academic term, and they can be part of a production that puts on an entire theater performance. They learn the ins and the outs from the start to the finish of that experience. We also have students who can do a psych term, where they get really deep into learning about the psychology field. Green Oaks term, you know, they can go to our field station about half an hour from our campus, and they can live there for 10 weeks and be immersed in environmental studies and sustainability issues and all sorts of things. So these are things that we think are really important, and we have a lot of things at Knox that are similar to that we really try to encourage students to learn about and to get involved in so they can deepen their experience. And we really believe that that impacts student success.
And that truly is the wraparound sensibility, I think, right? That from all of our different centers and all of the choices students have about their time at Knox, it's the sense that experiential learning is going to deepen what they learn in the classroom, and it's going to better prepare them for the futures they want, and that we're all kind of united in that sensibility, right? And, you know, from my own side of things with career services, recent research on graduating students' first experiences in their first careers, coming from them and coming from their employers, tells us that they're looking for educational experiences that really prepare them in a holistic way, emotionally for what they'll encounter in the workplace, different settings of working independently, working on teams, how to deal with on-the-job learning, how to excel at it, and the campus-wide focus on experiential learning, I think, really does that.
And as just one last thought, I'll add that this is actually required, right? That in order to graduate from Knox, students have to have an immersive, active inquiry experience where they sort of take their learning out of the classroom and, you know, travel internationally, have an internship, create their own research project. So just sort of coming in and taking classes, we know, is not enough in the 21st century. So we've built in the requirement that students actually must go beyond the classroom, and you know, we coach them through transforming their knowledge into real world success.
Excellent. Thank you so much. These were such great answers. Just a reminder, you can dial *3 at any time to raise your hand and ask a question. I am going to take actually our first live question, and then we'll have Monica speak. But I want to take this question from Bailey. Bailey, you are live to ask your question. Oh, can you hear us, Bailey?
I think Bailey, her phone's a little messed up, but we were trying to get a little more information about the psych term, and if you could detail that a bit more, please.
Yeah, of course. Well, I can sort of start off and talk a little bit more about clinical psychology term, and then if anybody else wants to jump in on the call who might know a little bit about that, and we can definitely get you connected to some faculty who work pretty closely with that program as well. So clinical psychology term is a program. It happens during one of Knox's, 10-week terms, trimesters, right, fall, winter, spring. I feel like it typically actually happens either fall or spring, but I'm not sure about that. You and a small cohort, right, a student and a small cohort of other students, typically students who are studying psychology or majoring in psychology, but not necessarily, as long as they've reached those prerequisites to do the program, basically have a clinical internship at a local facility. So it could be anywhere from like a retirement home in the community or someplace else where folks basically need, you know, clinical support, and you're doing on-the-ground counseling. And you also, again, have kind of that cohort of folks to go back to while you are a student. Todd, did you have something to add about that?
Well,
No,
that's fine. I will only add that, and as a part of that, you know, some of our psych faculty actually maintain clinical licensure. Right. So they could be out practicing, but they also value teaching, and they are really the driving engine of those experiences and have, you know, sort of both elements. You know, they're not just at, you know, in the ivory tower, so to speak. They're also out there practicing and helping to facilitate maintaining their clinical licensure to help run that program.
And I can just add to that, too, that while students are doing this, we could think of it as an internship, a clinical psychology internship. They're also taking two clinically focused courses at the same time. So they're taking courses, and then they're really getting the chance to apply it, whether at, Galesburg has a lot of different places. We've placed students at the Center for Youth and Family Solutions. We've placed them at different retirement communities, in different places with children. So it just kind of varies where they might be placed. But it's an opportunity for students who might be interested in clinical psychology or counseling or social work to see if this is kind of the experience that they want to have in a future career.
Yeah. I think the coolest thing for me about Knox's psychology department is that opportunity to both have that counseling experience and also do research, right? It's not one or the other. For almost every student, they have the opportunity to do both, which is very cool. Excellent. Well, just a reminder, *3 if you do have a question. I know we've got some questions lined up, and we will get to you. But Monica, I wanted to give you a chance to tell your story, talk about your story studying off campus and sort of your Knox story in general.
Yeah, so kind of my study abroad experience ties into why I came to Knox, because I always wanted to study abroad, and I wanted a school that was going to fund my experience, because in my family, like, we don't have, like, a lot of money, so, like, that was kind of really important to me. And so I picked Knox because that was, like, kind of, like, a big factor for me, and they also had an elementary education program, and I was thinking about becoming a teacher, and so I kind of found my home here, and I kind of found, I felt like the environment here was not super competitive. It was just like people who wanted to learn and kind of grow in themselves. So that's kind of like why I picked Knox. And when the time came to, you know, study abroad, I decided to pick, actually it's kind of a funny story. So my minor's in Spanish, but I was looking through, like, all of the Spanish programs because I wanted to, like, do something focused in Spanish. But then my mom encouraged me. She's like, well, maybe you should look into something that has to do with education, or maybe even both. But when I was looking through the list, I found one with a focus on early childhood education in Italy, in Rome, Italy. And I, like, I've always wanted to go there. I've always wanted to be there and study there. And I think that was kind of like a surprise moment, because, like, I didn't, like, I've always wanted to go there for fun, but I never thought that could be a possibility to, like, be there to study. And so the focus was on, like, Montessori education, but also on, like, inclusive education. So Italy has an inclusive education system where they have students with disabilities inside of the mainstream classrooms. And then I got to take my developmental psychology class in Italy, and we observed students from preschool all the way to, I think, high school. And we kind of, like, observed their behaviors in the classroom. I had my internship at the Montessori. So I had so many different, like, experiences in Italy that were just so fun. The academics were amazing. The food was amazing. Getting to travel to the Amalfi Coast was amazing. There were so many amazing points about that trip that were just amazing, and that I'm very thankful for Knox for helping me to get to study abroad, but also, like, giving me the funds to do that, because it's an incredible experience, and especially being Latina, like, it's an overwhelmingly white experience. So to be able to get the opportunity to go is just, like, it's something that I'm beyond grateful for. So, yeah.
That's excellent. That's so lovely to hear. I love hearing these student stories. Thank you so much. And I'm going to get to another question in just a second. If you want to be like all of these great people who are waiting in the question queue, you can dial *3 to ask us a question. We would love to hear it. But you're going to need that keypad for something else very quickly. We're going to get to our first poll question of the evening. I am curious to know if you or your student have already visited campus in person. So if you have, you can press 1. If you are planning to visit campus in person, press 2. If you have not visited campus in person and don't plan to visit in person before making your decision, 3, if you'd like a little help planning your visit to campus from an admission counselor. and four, if you have not visited, or sorry, four, if you've already visited campus. So again, that is one, if you're planning to visit in campus in person this winter or spring. Two, if you've not visited campus and don't plan to visit campus. Three, if you would like a little bit of help getting that visit planned. Or four, if you and your student have already visited campus. So that's our poll question for the evening. Again, star three is the number to push to get those questions answered. We're going to take one quick question before I pass things on to Lisa. So Allison from Shorewood, Illinois, you are live. How can we help you, Allison?
I was wondering, would you still encourage studying abroad for people whose degrees aren't really necessary to study abroad?
Excellent. Thank you so much, Allison. That's a great question.
Yeah, so this is Todd Height, Director of the Study Abroad Center. Absolutely, right? I mean, that is that is Monica's position, right? I mean, Monica can get a great education in elementary ed studies here at Knox. But we also understand that there is immeasurable value in having an international experience, right? And I'm sure Monica feels like that is going to shape you as a teacher in the future, right? So we send students off campus every year for whom, you know, it is not about getting this or that specific class to fulfill a major, but rather about a larger mission and a larger view of what their future is and what study abroad could do for them, like Monica going to Italy to have an incredible opportunity to look at, you know, comparative educational models like Montessori, in another country that shapes its educational system differently, that funds its educational system differently. That's going to make her a fundamentally different kind of educator in the United States. Totally, quote unquote, not necessary, and yet so incredibly valuable for her and her development, her education. I mean, do you want to speak a little bit to that too, Monica?
Yeah, I think it's pretty much most of what you said. Like, I feel like the experience, like, because even like a lot of people are like, oh, but like, isn't that like, is that really necessary? And it's like, well, I think to be a teacher, we have to be well-rounded in a lot of different ways. And like, you know, ask these questions and be inquisitive, because I think that's how we're going to be really good teachers in the classroom. So I think the experience was just amazing, and just like being able to be in the classrooms and to observe and to analyze different ways of teaching is ultimately going to help me to become a more thoughtful teacher when it comes to reaching out to my students.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much for both of you. All right, so in just a moment, I am going to have our own Lisa Harris chat a little bit about her role and the things that she works with. But first, quick answers to our poll questions here. It looks like about 18% of you have already visited campus. About 18% of you don't plan to visit campus. About 29% of you have already visited, and about 35% of you would like a little bit of help planning that visit to campus, and we will get back to you on that. We would love to help you get that visit planned. So we'll have another poll question in just a few minutes here, but Lisa, if you would, just give us a little overview of your role and what you do.
Sure. So again, my name is Lisa. I'm the director of the Center on Campus that helps students with research and also health professions advising. So bear with me. I have two kind of different functional areas that I'm going to talk about with you. And the first is research. This side of my job is really focused on supporting students doing research or creative work. Students may need to do that type of work for an actual course that they're in. We have a lot of students who are interested in doing things like senior research or capstone projects, which represent sort of an advanced level of study at Knox, an honors project, and they might require some assistance with those types of projects. Or we also have a lot of students who are just interested in pursuing research or creative work, not in a class, just in the summertime or in an independent study. And so the primary way that we're supporting this type of work is through money, is through funding them. It's one of the best parts of my job. My office has a large grant called the Richter Memorial Fund. I apply for this grant every year. As it should happen this year, we got a lot of money from Richter. And so we are always working with students on how do they apply to this. We disperse money to them in individual grants. So if a student is looking for help to maybe do a psychological study and they'd like to pay their participants as a participant incentive, which is a really common thing we have students doing on campus, then they need some money for that so they don't have to pay for that. And so they would apply to the Richter Memorial Fund through my office, and they would receive a small grant to support that research. So this is the primary way that we support students and their work that they're doing. We have students doing all sorts of things. I mean, I have a student who just presented her research on the jaw structure of animals, and she presented that research at the Society for Integrative and Comparative Biology at a national conference. I also have students who wrote original research papers within the humanities last summer. They received stipends from the Richter Memorial Fund so they could think of that writing and that research as a job, and they didn't have to work multiple jobs over the summer. They could really work with their faculty mentor on that research and that writing, and now they're presenting those papers at a conference at Johns Hopkins. So this is really exciting stuff, and it really runs the gamut for how students are taking advantage of the support that we offer them. Those are sort of the, you know, higher level, advanced type of research experiences, but at Knox, we're also really passionate about helping younger students, first and second year students, explore what research and creative work is. Do I like it? What is it? I don't really understand. So we have some programs where faculty actually design projects that small groups of students can sign up to participate in. And those projects are funded. We pay for the students to have a stipend. We pay for their housing over the summer so that they can kind of dip their toes into research and see if they like it and, you know, am I enjoying this? We think that's a really important first step for students to start exploring. And so that's the research side in a quick nutshell. But the other side of my office help students who are interested in exploring and pursuing a health profession down the road. So I am the primary contact on campus for any student who's interested in, you know, being a physician or a nurse or a veterinarian, a dentist, you name it, any health profession, they come to my office. So I support students in this way through weekly programming, support for standardized exams like the MCAT for medical school, lots of exposure. I'm really passionate about helping students get exposed to the variety of health professions out there. You know, you can be more than a doctor. You could be a doctor too. And usually that's through helping students get connected to things like shadowing, helping them get into a hospital or a clinic to see what this type of work really looks like on the ground. And then lots and lots of advising of pre-health students. I think I saw a question came through about what are some of the opportunities for pre-med students, what are the classes and the curriculum. So I thought I could just kind of tackle that right now. Because our largest group of students in the pre-health population at Knox are pre-med, like Sonia Lopez, who's here with us today. Sonia is pre-med. She is part of a cohort of students that are hoping to go to medical school. And so we support them in a variety of ways. I mean, I offered a MCAT prep course, a study strategies course this past fall that was free to students. And they could log in and learn how to approach something as intimidating and overwhelming as the MCAT. So we do things like that. I'm working with our Career Center, with Fallon's office, on a lot of different opportunities. We did one in the fall. We're doing one over spring break. And we're planning to do one over the summer as well that are short-term shadowing immersion opportunities. So we have partnerships with area hospitals where we're going to send anywhere from 4 to 8 students at a time for 3 days in a row. And the students go for the entire day there. They shadow in different departments. They spend the night in that town. And they go back the next morning and go to a different part of the hospital. So these are shadowing immersions that we're just starting to get going this year, which we're really excited about. So there's a lot of things like that for pre-med students. And the curriculum is something that we have pretty well in place for pre-med students, that they have a set curriculum that we know they need to take these specific courses so that they'll be prepared for the MCAT and for medical school requirements. And so they work with me on taking those courses in addition to their major and their minor. And depending upon what they major and they minor in, there might be some overlap. And usually there is, because usually those students are interested in biology or biochemistry. So there's quite a bit of overlap. But we do encourage students, even in pre-med, to major in Spanish if that's what makes you excited. We are a liberal arts institution. And so even for pre-med students who have a lot of courses that they need to take within the sciences, we really encourage a well-rounded student who is well-versed in the humanities and also the sciences. So I think that's a quick overview.
Excellent. That's a wonderful overview. And I'm really eager to hear from our student, Sonia, as well. But we do have a question about research from Derek. And Derek, you are live. How can we help you tonight? What's your question?
Hello. So currently in my high school, I am doing a year-long research project on nuclear energy in Mexico. So since, you know, I'm in high school, I can't really, like, go to Mexico and, like, see how it would affect it or, like, do more in-depth research. So if I were to go to Knox, my question is, would I be, like, would I get the support or, like, the financial aid in a way for me to be capable of going to Mexico and then, like, doing maybe more hands-on research regarding nuclear power plants in Mexico or other electricity-related projects in Mexico?
Yeah, I think that's a great question. Sorry, Sarah.
No, you go ahead. Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Yeah, this is Lisa again from research, and I think I'll probably have Todd help answer that, but I think the short answer is for sure. I mean, that sounds really exciting. And I think we would work together, you, me, and Todd from the Study Abroad Center, because you'd probably want to do a study abroad experience there and have a research component to that. And so if that's the case, then Todd would work with you on what funding opportunities are available. And that would probably include Power of Experience, which is an opportunity for students to, you know, have funding towards whatever experience you're looking to have. And this sounds like the one that you're looking to have. And so you could apply that. But since you're going to be doing research, and we could also look at Richter funding for while you're there. Yeah, for sure. Through my office, I should
say. Yeah. And I'll say, you know, we collaborated on this last summer. We sent a student to Mexico City to conduct research for, I think, a week and a half or 2 weeks as a part of a larger summer project. And that summer project, I believe, was actually a McNair project. And we have a McNair scholar on the line. So, Monica, could you speak a little bit about McNair, maybe?
Hi, McNair is, if you are a underrepresented student of color or a first-gen student, you can apply to be in what's called the McNair program. And it's essentially like a program that, like, helps you prepare for grad school. And along that process, you do like a research project over the summer. And you get like a stipend for support. You get a stipend and then you get, like a budget for supplies and things that you might need to conduct your project. Along with that, right now in my current coursework, we're talking about like the process of applying to graduate school. They connect you with other McNair folks across the country. You can present your research at a conference. They'll pay for graduate school visits. So it's a really great opportunity to conduct research and to get close to some of the faculty members. So I highly recommend it, or if you have any questions.
Those are great answers. Thank you so much. And a great question. So, Sonia, you have been waiting so patiently. Sonia, could you tell us your story and a little bit about yourself?
Yes. So, hi, everyone. Just a bit of background. I am a first-gen and low-income student, so my story might be sincere to some and maybe a bit different. But my interest in medicine comes from, like, my parents' like cultural background since they are from South America and Ecuador, and they have come to, like, you know, the U.S. where they kind of, like, learn about, like, Western medicine. And from a young age, I just felt like I really want to do something with healthcare and, like, help out the community and kind of, like, have that public health interest as well. But now today, I am the pre-health student assistant, so I work close with Lisa to help other students get resources that they need. For example, if they're interested in becoming a dentist or becoming a nurse practitioner, anything related to that, we work together. And also, as a pre-med student, I was able to participate in the SHPEP program, which is the Summer Health Professions Education Program at Iowa University. And in this program, I did it over the summer, and you receive a stipend for it also. And during that program, I was able to meet so many different physicians. Even though I did it during the pandemic, I shadowed the physicians, and I was able to learn so much about, for example, what a family doctor does, or, like, kind of, like, also doing simulations, learning about vital signs, learning how to do suturing, how to do CPR and first aid. So that was, like, a really good experience that I did during, like, my sophomore year. And then also I am part of AHEC, so I am an AHEC scholar, where I work with, like, rural communities, where, like, you're kind of learning about healthcare in the rural community, like Galesburg, and that's where Knox is located. And you get so much information about, like, what you want to do in the future as a healthcare profession, and it's very, very helpful for me here at Knox. And again, also, like, a research experience that I did, I was very, very lucky to get accepted into the summer immersive experience, where you have research funding, and over the summer you can stay on campus and you can work on anything that you would like to do, like humanities, language, science. So even though I am a biology major, I worked with kind of looking at underrepresented in medicine, which is URM. And I work closely with, like, other psychology majors and, you know, biochem majors, and we kind of had to come up together as a way to help students build a pipeline in undergrad in order to be successful as a pre-med student and be able to actually become a doctor. And that's something that Knox really, like, pushes students to do and ensure that they have the support they need. And because of that, we were able to have, like, MCAT resources, seminars, and I was able to attend this fall term, like, an MCAT, like, resource experience, and that right there helped me solidify, like, what I need to study for the MCAT and how to prepare for that, since my parents, again, never graduated college, so I needed that guidance to see, since I hopefully will be the first one in my family to be a doctor. But overall, Knox has really helped me a lot. Like, I was able to shadow physicians during the summer. Since I am from Chicago, so I was able to shadow physicians around the area. You can definitely have connection with alumni. And Lisa Harris, our pre-health advisor, she really helped you with that and built connections. And I think I'm so thankful about that. Not only that, since you have so many, like, internships that you can sign up for, like how I did the PEP and how I'm doing AHEC, you can also do, like, lab experiences. For example, here at Knox, I was able to work in the neurology lab with my professor, and we were able to kind of, like, work on pathogen cells and kind of, like, getting that hands-on experience in lab. So that was such an important experience for me, since I learned how to use iPad, which I know sounds, like, kind of, like, simple, but it's kind of getting the techniques down. And also, like, you get to, for example, in my health studies minor, I am able to participate in on-site visits. So I am working with hospice, Beacon of Hope, and I'm getting that experience of how to interact with patients who are in hospice and how to actually feel comfortable with that quote-unquote awkward silence. So you're kind of, like, learning how to mature and also understand what healthcare is. So overall, like, medicine is my huge interest, but also working with public health and humanities is a big thing that Knox does. So I am so thankful that I have so much help here.
Excellent. Thank you so much. Yeah, I think that is such a big part of so much at Knox, is just kind of bridging between different things. I want to make sure that Fallon has some time to talk about the Career Center, Career Services at Knox, but we've got one more poll for you. So our second poll, as you narrow down your college decision, I would like to know where Knox falls on your list. If Knox is your top choice, press 1. If Knox is in the top 2, press 2. If Knox is in your top 3, press 3. And if Knox is in the top 4 or more, press 4. So 1 if it's your number 1, 2 if it's 1 of 2, 3 if it's 1 of 3, and 4 if you've got 4 or more still on your list. I know that we are running short on time here, and I want to make sure that Fallon has lots of time to talk about her role here at the college. So Fallon, would you take it away?
Bastion Center for Career Success, we work with students one-on-one. And that's from their first week that they set foot on campus through their time as alumni. And for alumni, it's no charge, which is pretty unusual for a lot of institutions. We like to say it's Knox for life. And in addition to our regular week programming that focuses on workshopping students' career documents, workshopping interview techniques, searching for jobs, we have some larger pieces of programming that I think are really special. We have large career events like speed networking, which we do with the local Young Professionals Network, and professional immersion experiences. So in the fall, we had a professional immersion experience taking students to Peoria, where we visited the JUMP Simulation Center and OSF Hospital and the University of Illinois College of Medicine. And we visited Natural Fiber Welding. That's a sustainable technology company. If you watch CBS Saturday Morning, you've probably heard of them because they've been on a couple of times recently. That was a thrilling place to visit for me because I could really see the future of sustainable technology, and I think the students could see that as well. And these trips help students visit organizations that are cutting edge, see the interesting work that they might do, and also introduce them to the career paths and to some networking. This spring, we will be taking students on a professional immersion experience in Chicago, where they will be immersed with Shedd Aquarium, IMC Trading, that's in Willis Tower, United Airlines, Morningstar, Second Century Ventures, and some smaller startups. They'll talk with employees about the jobs available in these organizations, and they will start to build networks. And at the same time, they'll also get to meet Knox alumni who live in the area and want to actively network with current students. The Center for Career Success works pretty closely with the alumni office to identify alumni who are interested in hiring Knox students, working with Knox students to talk to them about how you can shape a career path. And we'll be designing an entrepreneurial summit for this spring where we'll bring entrepreneurs, who many of whom are alumni, to campus to talk about the skills you need to launch a startup. We'll invite students who are creative to think about the ways that they might use that creativity and how they could prepare for working with contractors, what kind of business skills a creative person might want or need to learn, how to fund and track your dream. And then finally, I want to share with you the program this spring that I'm most excited about this week, and that is Career Fest. That's a very large in-person career fair, 19 schools in the state, 100 employers. That's happening this Friday. There are 190 students signed up to attend the fair. That's 190 through the entire state of Illinois. 59 of those students are Knox students. So we are going to put on a great show. Our center will be taking students who are interested. They are students of every year, first year, sophomores, junior, seniors, huge variety of majors. And when we get there to take advantage of this wonderful opportunity, I know that
from their work with our center, but also the other centers that you've heard from this evening, these students are prepared. They are going to be impressive. Today I held lunchtime prep sessions to make sure they all feel ready. We practiced everything from how to shake hands well, how to introduce yourself, how to make a strong impression, to, you know, how to explore whether or not a company culture is the right fit for you. So we really have the whole gamut of career services available for students from the minute they set foot on campus, and we want to stay connected with them once they've graduated as well, because then they become part of that network where we continue to build and find interesting career paths as NOC students find and innovate and make interesting choices out in the world.
That's wonderful. I always feel like your office is so creative, right? I think when we work with our student workers, our student tour guides, I always hear different stories about the ways in which they are working with your office. And I will also second, working with alumni in the admission office, right, which we do very frequently, they are so eager to work with current students and to connect them with different opportunities.
Yes, it's wonderful the attitude that alumni have about really giving back with their time and their effort to work with current students. I love it.
Excellent. All right, so I'm going to read our results from our last poll. It looks like about 15% of you said that Knox was your first choice. 37 said that we're in the top two, so we're close. For about 20% of you, Knox is in the top three. And for about 28% of you, you are still considering four or more choices. And that's okay. I think this is a big decision and a really important decision. And we are running low on time. The last question I do want to ask folks, and this is a question that came in advance online, a question from a parent. I will not read their name. The parent asked, how do we convince our high school senior that they would get a stellar education and have a wonderful 4 years at Knox? Now, I am never an advocate of convincing. I always say that our job here is to help folks figure out if Knox is the best choice and never to convince them that it's the best choice. But I thought what we might do is just run down the line one more time for all of our panelists. What makes you choose Knox every day? What made you choose Knox initially? If we can just go down the line, if we want to start, Fallon, we can start with you.
I would say, the thing about Knox that made me really interested is that it doesn't just describe itself in terms of majors, that you're going to be a business major or you're going to be an environmental science major or a computer science major. There really is this sense that people are not just one thing, and that this is a place where you can combine and grow all kinds of interests to make yourself into, the version of yourself that you want to be, right? That it's truly this wraparound liberal arts education, and I feel it from the ways that our offices all work together and are all connected in terms of our goals for students. Right down to the very interesting students that walk into my office and say, I'm a physics major and an art major, and I have an internship with, a venture capital company, right? That it's that sense of opening up possibilities when students are on campus.
Excellent. How about you, Lisa? You got anything to add?
Yeah, I sure do. Before I came to Knox, I worked at three different institutions in the Chicagoland area, and they ran the gamut from public to private. I myself went to a larger, maybe mid-sized private institution, and I had a great experience there. But the minute I came to Knox to interview, I just thought, man, I should have gone to Knox. It's very high touch, and students get a lot of support. If they're open to it, if they want to have it, we're here, and a lot of times we're meeting in the hallways talking about students, apart from our just busy jobs. it's really high touch. There's a lot of support and there's a lot of warmth and care here that, I'll be honest, I didn't have in my undergraduate experience. I liked my experience a lot, but if I could have my kids go to Knox, I would.
How about you, Sonia? Anything you want to add?
Well, Knox has been a great experience for me, and it has really helped me a lot, kind of really navigate around the resources. And as a first-gen student, I definitely felt like I had the support, and the people to talk to were really kind to me. And I think that's also a very important thing as well. And also just the people you meet here, they're just awesome. So, yeah, I love it here. So,
yep. How about you, Todd?
I absolutely agree with the warm and the high touch, but I think what hasn't been said yet is that those connections turn into very real results. You know, the fact that we are a small community and that all of the physics and computer scientists know me as a German professor and the director of global studies means that our CS students and our physics students end up with paid summer research internships in Germany. That does not happen with the same frequency at a large institution. You know, I have, you know, put students in touch with graduates who are currently living in Morocco because I'm still in touch with those graduates, you know. So on the one hand, the high touch is a support network, but it is also this incredible sort of career launching pad that provides you with a really amazing matrix of possibilities and opportunities that I think doesn't get happened at a large institution because people become so siloed. You know, they know their department or they know the other humanities well, but they don't know who the scientists are or who the social scientists are. And at a place like Knox, I know that. And I put students in touch with the right professor or the right staff member to make sure that, you know, quote unquote, out of left field idea gets to somebody who knows that area and can formalize that idea into a project and get them funded and out into the world.
Excellent. And Monica, we'll finish with you.
Yeah, kind of going off of what everybody's saying about like the warmth that Knox has, I think coming here, you feel like uplifted and you feel like, you know, like your professors have your back and, you know, if you're out of class for one day, they'll be like, hey, like just checking up on you. Are you okay? You know, and I feel like that level of like one-on-one connection was something to me that like, that, you know, really affected me a lot because I'm in class. Sometimes I'm not like the first one to speak up probably, but I really do appreciate when professors do notice you and they know you by name and they kind of, they think about you and their research, and they invite you over to do some research with them. So I think that kind of experience is just phenomenal, and I'm very happy to have that kind of educational experience here.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much. Well, and thank you everyone again for calling in tonight, being a part of this, and for sharing your thoughts and your questions. I know that we didn't get to all of the questions after this call hangs up. You will have an opportunity to leave your question in a voicemail. Whether or not you have called in before, you'll have a chance to leave us a message and reach out to us. We will be sending an email with a link to a recording of tonight's phonecast, so you can listen again or you can share it with others in your family. This phonecast is just one event in a series of live on-campus and virtual events with faculty and staff and current students throughout the winter and spring. Campus is open for individual on-campus visits each week, Monday through Saturday. We've got two upcoming admitted student days on campus, February 20th and April 15th. And we're continuing to offer a variety of virtual events via Zoom and events like this. If you like this phonecast, we'll be offering one for admitted students to talk directly with current Knox students in mid-March. You can learn more about all of these things on our website at knox.edu. As you continue your college search, you might have additional questions. Seek out these people, right? The people that you heard tonight on every campus that you're looking at. I really encourage you to find these people, get answers from the people who you're going to be working with, who people who are going to be helping you as you go through the process. and through your education, don't hesitate to contact your admission counselor at Knox in the Office of Admission. You can find their contact information on the Meet the Staff page on Knox's website. We are here to help. Again, we're here to help you figure out if Knox is the best fit for you. So for now, thank you again for joining us. Best wishes and good night from Knox and Galesburg.